We're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're concluding the 22nd chapter of the second section. Chafetz Chaim says, till now, we've discussed the one who lends an object, the mitzvah in lending things. Now we have to speak a little bit about the borrower. How should a person behave when he's borrowing? You guys don't have copies of this book yet. You're not yet up to the Sefer Amidot. Yezer shelol shanot apratim mikvima shehirshaw hamashil. If you're borrowing something, be careful to use it in accordance with what the lender expects you to do. If he tells you to use it a specific way, use it that way. And if you use it differently than what was agreed upon, nikra gazlan, then he is called a thief. Meaning you can't use it for something else. So let's say, what's a good example? You borrow someone's fork, and then you want to use it to pry open a door or something. Sometimes you have to pry something open, you stick in a fork and you start bending, and you know sometimes that fork is going to get bent. So that's not right. That's not what he lent you. He lent you the fork the way normal people use forks, for normal usage. The same would go with a screwdriver. You lend someone a flathead screwdriver, you don't mean for him to pry open his trunk with that screwdriver. So you can't use it for something different than what he intended. A good question would be, if you lend someone your car, do you intend for them to go over the speed limit? Gam shelo lachzik lishtamesh ba yoter mikefima shenatan lo reshut. And you should not hold on to the object for longer than he gave you permission. How many times did you lend your neighbor your shovel, your hammer? And it reaches a point where you don't even know where it is. You don't remember who you lent it to last because people are not careful about this point. And this is terrible because what happens is you need your hammer suddenly and you don't have it. And then you say, gee, why would I lend it again? If when I need it, I don't have it. So the person isn't only hurting the lender when he doesn't return on time. He's hurting the future borrowers where the lender is going to be more reluctant to lend in the future. So a person has to be careful to give it back on time. You have to know if you're going to take an item that belongs to your friend without permission and use it without permission, that's called thievery. Your friend has a shaver on the table. You figure, what does he care if I use it? Maybe he does care. You got to ask him. You can't use it without permission. As is explained in the Codex and Choshen Mishpat and another thing you have to be careful when you're borrowing something, you may not lend it to someone else. You borrowed someone's jacket, you can't lend it to someone else. You borrowed someone's safer, you can't lend it to someone else. Even during the period of the loan, and of course after the loan is over, of course then you can't lend it onward. Yeah?
Can you borrow someone's tefillin without asking if he's staying in place? You don't have to tefillin that morning.
I don't think so. Even though ordinarily we say for a mitzvah, people want you to do a mitzvah with their object. Mm-hmm. But tefillin is the type of thing where if you're not careful and you put on tefillin when your hair is wet, that could destroy the tefillin. People aren't careful, they bow next to a wall and they lose the square shape. Tefillin do get damaged. They're a very delicate object. And so I think a person should ask before using it. Gam yizera shoel achzir akli levalav achar shekla zman shilato. A person has to be careful to give it back when the time is up. Uvavonotinu rabim arbe nizarim baze shemitatzin elechu lashiv akli. People very often aren't so careful about it. You lend someone a book, you might never see that book again. People are not careful to return things at the time that was agreed upon. And very often what happens, and this happens to me often, is that the person forgets who'd I lend that to. So I have a note on my door where I write down every person that borrowed things. The only problem is people sometimes borrow Sfarim on Shabbos. And then I run into a problem. I have a condition. If you borrow something, you have to send me an email that you borrowed it. And then I have a file in my email of borrowed things where I put all those emails so I can keep track of what I lent out. But still, with all these things, it still doesn't always work. So Sunday, I was in the middle of learning with someone and he needed to borrow my pen. 3 hours later, I had left yeshiva. I realized I didn't have my pen. Nope. You see? So I called him up. to make sure. He had left it somewhere in the Beis Medrash. I said, make sure you have the pen tomorrow morning to give me back. And what happens is sometimes a person doesn't remember and he starts making phone calls. I had that. I have a gemach. I lend out a saw and a hammer, and I have all kinds of tools that we lend out. The guy calls me up for the saw, and it's an electric saw. I couldn't remember who was the last one to borrow it, so I started making phone calls to all the people who might have borrowed it. None of them had it. So who had it? So one of them actually told me, I think I lent it to someone else. Okay, so that's what it just said here. You're not allowed to lend it to someone else. So he claimed he called me and got permission to lend it to someone else. Okay, maybe. I don't remember. And if you hold on to things longer than was intended, it's very common that the object gets ruined. And then you have another responsibility. And even if you say, I'll pay for the object, that's still not right. Because he didn't lend it to you with the intent that you should hold on to it longer than was agreed upon and then it would break. And if he won't pay for it, then it's complete theft. As the Talmud says, that when a person borrows something, even after the period is over, he is responsible for the object so long as it's in his possession. Last year, it was towards the end of the year, I lent someone a book, and I told him, I want to lend this book to other people. This is a book I read. I bought it only for the sole purpose to lend it to people. And you're not on that list. It's a book about how to succeed. And I could tell you the name of the book. No, about cheese. Who moved my cheese? So I bought the book just to lend to students here. So this was a guy who was already married with kids and he wanted to read it. So I said, fine, you could borrow it one day. I want it back tomorrow. You read it, fine. It's a short read. I read it in one day. If you didn't finish it, you'll catch me a different time. It's the end of the semester. I want to lend it to the guys at the Machon. I bought it to lend it to the guys at the Machon. Fine. The next day he shows up. He says, okay, I have the book for you. And someone else said, but I want to borrow it. So I said, okay, fine, one day. I didn't get the book back. Comes the beginning of the semester, I go back to the first borrower and I say, you know, who has the book? You or the second guy? So he says, no, I got it back. So I said, okay, but I didn't get it back. So he goes looking, and after a week, he went and bought me a new copy of the book. He said, I can't find it, and I think I was the one who borrowed it. And I think that even though we gave it to the second guy, after he finished with it, I got it back. And just in case, I want to cover it. So I was very impressed. The guy was really honest. He benefited from it because he was so honest that same day someone called me up that he was looking for a tradesman in the trade he does. And he's looking for someone who's honest who he could really count on. So I said, I have the guy for you. He already made back the value of the book 10 times because he got good business out of it. I was able to recommend him. But the truth is that what he's saying here is when you lend it, you don't mean to get another object. So this guy, at least, you know, that he can't find the book, at least he bought a new one, he gave me a new one. But when we lend something, we don't want to get back something else or money, we want to get that object back. And when we borrow something, we have a responsibility to give that object back at the end of the period. And during the period that a person borrowed something, even if it wasn't his fault that the object got broken, he has to pay for it. So a person who's careful spiritually will ensure that when he borrows something, he'll give it back right after he finishes using it. And he won't just leave it by him. And you could look at the Shitam Kubetzes in Baba Metzia Pei Aleph that writes in the name of the Ritva that the borrower is responsible to bring back the item to the domain of the owner right away when the period is over. And that's another thing. When a person lends an object, he doesn't have to go chasing after the person he lent it to. It's the person's responsibility to bring it back on time and say thank you. The lender doesn't have to chase after him. So that's what we learned today. The Chafetz Chaim went through the laws of being a borrower And he says, be careful to use it the way it was intended. And any other use is called thievery. Make sure not to hold on to it longer than was agreed upon. Don't lend it to someone else. And when the time is up, make sure to bring it back. Because if you don't make sure to bring it back, it's not right that it's in your domain. And you're responsible for it. And chances are it might break. And then even if you pay for it, it's not fair because that wasn't his intent in lending it to you.